If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Betty and I have been married for more than 30 years. She's the best thing that ever happened to me, getting married and having the boys. But there's a secret about her, and I hope she won't mind me sharing it. It involves politics. My wife won't go on social media. She's not on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And if she ever sends email, it's all business. She doesn't want to get beat up on Twitter defending me from trolls. The trolls try to peel your skin. They go after what you love, to shut you up, to humiliate you, threatening alleged exposure, threatening pain. It's a terrible, brutal, and poor substitute for discourse. And it's one reason the country is at each other's throats. But my wife is tough. She could handle it. And that's not the reason she avoids expressing opinion. She gives her opinion often, but with friends and family, around a dinner table, in person. Here's why I started telling you this. The other day, news broke that the New York Times and the Associated Press were going after Brett Kavanaugh's wife. Brett Kavanaugh is the conservative judge nominated to the Supreme Court by President Donald Trump. And Kavanaugh's wife, Ashley Kavanaugh, is not the nominee to the Supreme Court. But the liberal New York Times and the Associated Press are requesting her emails. Emails sent by and to Ashley Kavanaugh, town manager of the village of Chevy Chase, Maryland. Yeah, Blue Maryland, where all the bureaucrats live. It's a Democratic state. The New York Times only requested emails that contained certain key words. These words include liberal, abortion, gay, and gun. So they want to know every time someone sent an email to her or she wrote liberal, abortion, gay, and gun. Welcome to 1984. They did not ask for any emails involving the words the Constitution of the United States. What is it? It's a hit job. They're going after Kavanaugh's wife, and that's low. Just think of people going after your wife or your husband or your kids just to get to you. I've been a reporter for a long time in this town, and one thing I don't do is go after the family, unless the family are players. They're civilians, you leave them alone. At least that's been my way. Now, I'm not a Supreme Court nominee. I don't put myself at some level of importance like that. I'm just a newspaper man. And as long as we're still printing the paper, you can use my face and my column to wrap fish heads or start charcoal fires. My hair burns really hot when you're starting a charcoal fire. But I am married and I love my wife. And when the news broke on TV about the New York Times wanting to go through Ashley Kavanaugh's emails, Betty looked up. She looked from the TV to me. We've been married a long time. I could see what was in her eyes, an affirmation of her decision not to go on social media, not to say a thing. This is the country where we're at now, where the spouse can't say a thing. She was disgusted, and so am I. Going through a woman's emails for key words with which to destroy her husband is low. What they're looking for is whether he ever sent some message to his wife with those key words. They're trying to destroy them. Now, reporters have a job to do, and it's not always pretty. And sometimes it means turning over rocks and looking at what's underneath to find the truth. Or their version of it. But going through a wife's email to get at her husband? This is without honor. Speaking of honor, we have Chicago mayoral candidate, the Honorable Dr. Willie Wilson, accused of buying votes by giving his own cash to the poor as our guest. And we're putting together that growing list of honorable Chicago area bakeries, your favorite bakeries, prompted by a listener's tweet. Jeff Carlin is a baker. He's added to the list of bakeries. He's also producer of WGN's Rocon show with Anna DeVolantis. And he's a co-host here, and he's my friend. And I'm John Cass, husband of a loving, honorable woman, father of two fine young men, brother, uncle, Fire fan, Sox fan, nationally syndicated columnist of the Chicago Tribune. Soon there'll be a shutdown of Lakeshore Drive and protest over the mayor, and there was a blood moon rising on the right. And this is the Chicago Way on WGN Plus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man.
Castle.
There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand, defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso in a tower by the river, Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun, he sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago Way.
All right, John Cass, Jeff Carlin, the Chicago Way, WGN Plus. You know what you do? You find us on iTunes, you write us a great review, and then we'll introduce you to Willie Wilson, okay? I don't know what will happen after that. What's up, Jeff Carlin?
Not much, John Cass. How are you?
Good, buddy. We've got a bleep load of people writing in on my Facebook pages.
Oh, man, yeah.
Two of them. I got two Facebook pages, guys. Where they're recommending bakeries.
Yeah, the best. It's the best of the best in Chicago and the suburbs. It's awesome.
Yeah, I recommended Weber.
Mm.
I've got my friend Vito sending me over to in Addison. I've got to go to Addison. Then I got to go to the Sicilian Bakery for Betty. People are like, if you go, will you please get me like a dozen cannoli? And then you sent in some recommendations. We're going to do a whole thing. Where we organize this and put it out at a later date. But I want to thank, I forgot your name, sir, the one who sent us the tweet on this that started all this, but people love their bakeries.
Oh, bakery loyal. I didn't know, I mean, I didn't even think about it until how many bakeries were around me until I saw that. I mean, I live in Andersonville.
Right.
There's a bakery for everything. There used to be a Swedish bakery, which was just the bakery to go to up there.
Swedish bakery?
Yeah.
And you had Lutz's Cafe.
Yep.
Which was a little farther north.
Yeah, further north. Or, but a little bit.
Or on Montrose, somewhere around there, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, Montrose. So it's south of us right
south
now.
Of you.
Yeah, but but in Andersonville itself, I mean, it was fantastic. But now there's even, you know, there's plenty. So we'll get into that. We'll get a whole list of where everybody needs to go for a bakery tour of Chicago.
What else is on your mind besides the blood moon? It's already passed. If you didn't see the blood moon,
you missed it.
You'll never see it again in your lifetimes.
No, and then you know what? Not in your lifetime, but the other thing is this weekend that as we tape into this for the Monday night is the closest our planet has been to Mars since 2003, and it's going to be the closest it'll be for probably another. I think it's another 20 years. And it's pretty cool. So if you look to the western sky just after sunset, you'll see a bright star, looks like, in the sky. It's actually the reflection of Mars.
Or you can drive up to Michigan, get some peaches and blueberries, and put your telescope, because you can see it. There's not a lot of light pollution, right? You'll be able to see Mars, the planet?
Yeah, it'll be biggest it's ever been in since 2003, which is pretty cool. You'll see, you won't be able to make out much, but the bigger Mars news, they discovered a lake on Mars underground, which is amazing.
Did they find Arnold Schwarzenegger and the woman with the three breasts from
Total Recall?
Total Recall?
No, yeah, you know, that didn't, I don't think that came up. I don't. They haven't announced that yet.
But there, it clearly, if there was a lake with water, there was, the idea is that there was life, or there may still be life.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, all the elements.
It was a dry lake, right?
No, it's a wet. There's a.
Pardon me.
Yeah, there's an underground. So it's a most probable is what it's called. But there's a, it's called the Ares station, or it's a satellite that's orbiting Mars. It's run by the European Space Union, and they have ground penetrating radar. And so the signatures of this lake match signatures that they've got when they were running tests of this technology over Antarctica and Greenland, for that came back as underground reservoirs, underground lakes, essentially. And so they've got a theory that, and it's a high probability, there's a lake of liquid water underneath the surface of Mars, which is huge. I mean, that's the biggest problem to get somebody to live on Mars or put up an outpost, if you will.
You can have life there.
You need water, right?
If life isn't already there.
Right, and so that's the
I'm
other thing.
I'm thinking tiny little people with furry bottoms.
Probably aqua bears, if you're familiar with those are.
Aqua bears?
Aqua bears are, it's a little parasite-looking thing. It's a microorganism. They look like little bears.
But they're tiny, that's why I can't ride one.
No, no, they look like that, but that's what they get. They look like bears, so they're called aqua bears. They're seeing these tiny microorganisms, rather. And that's what they expect, that they think would live on Mars or the moons of Saturn or Jupiter, because they can survive anything. High radiation doses, heat, freezing, they can survive almost anything.
I love science fiction. I did not like Westworld.
What?
Yeah, I didn't.
You finally saw the finale?
I really got turned off by what I finally saw the finale. And I'm just telling you, I don't want to, when I watch TV, the last thing I want to do is study for it, like right? I study for it and then read, different philosophical tracts and then see how pretentious they can be.
Right.
I mean, come on, damn it.
I know.
They went overboard.
It did. It HBO, in true HBOian way, they kind of jumped the philosophical shark.
Did they? They went crazy.
Well,
right?
Remember True Blood? You ever watched True Blood back in the day? I mean, I never. I got into a first
Serial
couple
killer?
Episodes. What no, True Blood was about vampires. It was HBO.
Sorry, not into.
Yeah, that. It was an interesting saga kind of thing, but then it got like real soap opera-y and preachy.
That's okay. Hot girls.
Yeah, but it's too
hot
much.
Hot girls having sex with you, and then
I liked,
and then girls. Biting your neck and
right,
stealing
exactly.
your soul. That's part of cinema.
Well, yeah.
Right.
That's right, but they went too far. I think I liked Westworld. I'm looking forward to it, but that's just
I'm totally off on it now, man.
Yeah,
I'm totally gone because Maeve.
Spoiler. She's
sorry.
Not,
and take that out. Rewind it. All right, thanks, Jeff. He'll probably install some music like sound like, you know, like tape going back.
I'm just gonna use your noise. That's all the one.
I will not. I can't wait to talk to Willie Wilson. I got a feeling that he might make some news, and my whole idea was to chill out over the weekend, not, you know, go home after the podcast, beautiful downtown, because it's nice for me to be downtown, John.
Yeah.
You know, it's really something. It's different than the tomato garden. Beautiful view here, 303 East Wacker, and I thought I'd go home and write something, you know, about baseball again or soccer. But Willie Wilson might make news. I just got a feeling he's going to make some news.
Oh, I bet he will. He always does.
Welcome to the Chicago Way, Dr. Wilson.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having us. We appreciate having this opportunity, you know?
So one thing I didn't mention about the whole fracas was that you were, in the column, was that you were with Governor Rauner.
Yes, that's correct.
And
right.
Then he gave you some money.
Yes.
Check.
Yeah, he gave me some money, and I gave his money away in checks, right? Plus, not only his money in the check, I gave away my own money into checks also, right? But after everything got over with, and by the way, he was not there at the when I was giving out my own money, because we had gave away the checks and he had left. But afterward, you had like 500 to 700 people that came off the street, news gets around that I'm giving away money.
Right.
And so people started coming in. I'm not going to turn around. These people didn't have IDs, all right? A lot of them didn't. These people was on living on the street who didn't have an address. These are senior citizens who property taxes and went up high. Their home been taken, things of that nature as well. So we gave it to them. And I always bring money with me, extra money with me, because I know these things going to happen. Last 4 years in a row, we've been doing this here like this on this bigger scale. All right, but the last 25 to 30 years, we've been doing it, you know?
So what do you make of the people who are all on your butt and saying, oh, like even Rauner, okay?
Yeah.
Stand up a little bit, Bruce. You know, I don't know. What do you think? Ran off there?
Well, I think he did what he had to do. I told him if he wanted his $100,000 back, whatever he gave me, I would just simply write a check and give it back to him. You know, everybody got to be comfortable with what they do. Right. But he gave the money to help the people for taxes. That's what I asked him for. And I gave his money away according to just that. Now, 99.999% of the money in my foundation, I put it in myself. All right?
Okay.
And oh, by the way, I'm also is doing it again. We help over 2,000 people Sunday. And coming up within in the next couple of weeks, we're going to do it again. The only thing that I wasn't quite happy with Sunday when we put the word out was that we had most African American there, and we also had Hispanic there, and we had a few white there, but didn't many come. But I hope they come coming up the next couple of weeks. You know, then I could help them as well. Because I believe in equal opportunity is the money. I don't care what color you are, you know. And in fact, if some of them listen on your show today, look, go to willowwilsonformayor.com, and I will do this here. Give me 100 people. Give me 100 people, and I will help assist with property taxes downtown at Maria Pappy's office. I'll help assist maybe $500 a piece, and I want you with me, John.
So you're going to go to Maria Pappas's office and stand out there with your checkbook, and are you saying that, and write checks for people?
Look, here's what they had to do. Bring your taxes there. Get in line. You give me a 100 white Caucasian, because I didn't do a good job in that area, all right? And there wasn't many of them there. And I believe in inclusion. You give me 100 of them, I will help assist. They bring their tax bill, because August is, you pay your bill, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you and I will stand there, if you wanted to. They come there, I help assist them with their taxes, at least $300, about $500 a piece.
When they show up at Maria Pappas' office with Willie Wilson there, there'll be other people that are going to hear about it, you know, because people are people. Like, you know, when you were out on the West Side, mostly black people.
Yeah.
And then others said, oh, Willie Wilson's giving money. So then other people started running up. You're going to have everybody running up to Maria Pappas. You're going to have other people. So you've got to carry another $30,000, $40,000 cash like you did before.
I'm prepared to do that. All right. But see, here's the deal. See, look. Human beings are human beings. Although I'm from down south, okay, during the Jim Crow days, I didn't let that affect me, all right? I love all people. We help all people, open opportunity up. That's what I'm saying here today. So one young lady, after we were giving out some money, put on my Facebook, said, where are the white people? I said, I did not do a good job in it. There was a few, but I didn't do a good job in it, all right? So I'm saying today, okay, we have to have a process. Let them call in John to your show and give me 100 white people. Bring them down to Maria Pappas, and we can set a day right here now.
I'm not going to, because I'm a journalist, I'm not going to be in any way part of what I will cover what you're doing.
Yeah, okay,
I will comment, but I'm not going to facilitate.
I tell you what.
If they want to, they got to contact you.
I tell you what. Just go to the foundation, all right? WillowWilsonFoundation.com, right? But I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to give a telephone number, all right? Telephone number is this, 708-922-4277. Ask for, okay, Diane Baker, all right, or Rosa Daniel, all right? That would be the foundation side of it, all right? All you have to do it that way. I don't care who you are or what.
Say the number again.
708-922-4277.
Do you have to be white?
Not really.
Because I'm Greek.
You can be whatever you want to be.
Greeks weren't, as Jeff knows, Greeks weren't white in Chicago till I think 1967 when Jackie Kennedy got married to Aristotle Onassis. Then we were officially.
Well, look, right. Let me tell you what. You can be whoever you want to be, all right? I would never, ever ask anybody to vote for me because of what I do. That ain't going to happen, all right? Look, never, ever.
But you can see them now. I can see even some of my good friends in the media calling you Robin Hood again or saying, how dare you, and they're wringing their hands, and Phil Ponce is going to get all nervous, and everybody's going to go crazy. And then Lisa Madigan is going to investigate you again. And they're going to all say vote buying, right, Jeff? Vote buying. He's buying votes.
The line.
Well, as I said last night on TV station last night, Lisa Madigan, why don't she investigate her father? Why don't she investigate Ron Emanuel? Ron Emanuel now is tired of giving people in the community, all right, grant right now, okay? The housing situation held all that money up. Now they begin to do those things, all right? Ron Emanuel coming into the black churches, the black preachers, and giving them grant and things of that nature now. Why don't they investigate that? Why don't they investigate all the economic situation that he take the tip money? Don't put it in to the poor community, but put it in all the wealthy community. Why don't you investigate the red light cameras? More people getting tickets in the city and urban area. Than the other. Why don't you have all the red light camera downtown like you do into the other community?
What about investigating the bike tickets?
I totally agree with that.
Why is it that black people got more Mary Wisniewski of the Trib.
Yeah, she had
story. It was like 2/3.
Oh, yeah. It was a black staggering
on,
more.
Black people on bikes, they run the red light. Oh, they get a ticket, but... Yeah. If you're like some white yuppie, yupster, whatever they're called, hipster,
yeah,
with
yeah,
your stupid mustard pants and your bad cardigan,
look,
you don't get a ticket.
Well, all right, what has happened this year is that the city is too segregated. This mayor haven't made it any better. All right, this mayor you got right now, okay, is the worst I ever seen, or the worst I ever heard of. All right. Now, I was pretty much going to retire this past year. I came out of retirement to run for mayor to help this city to bring us all together. Why did Ron Emanuel lie about the Laquan McDonald's tape? You know?
What did he lie about?
Cover up like he didn't know it. All right. He hadn't even seen it.
Believe that?
No.
You believe that? Why was the tape held back until... If that tape had come out before the election with Chuy Garcia,
he lost.
Rahm Emanuel would have lost.
He would have lost. Why did he protest my ballot? All right, it was only like my petition. In 4 days, we got 70,000 petitions signed in 4 days. All right, and during that time, he made me spend about a million five of my money. With my lawyer, people going through it and everything, all right? Help. And so I only had 4 weeks or 5 weeks left before I can get out there. Dried up the money until people figure I wasn't going to take to make it, all right? So these are things here that Lisa Maddox could be talking about. She didn't say a word, all right? And then other things, too. Look, the bottom line is this. I was raised up in the 1960s. The Jim Crow days, all right? And look, it just brings me back to these type of situation. All right. That look, today I make my company over $60-some million in sale, but I used to make 20 cents per hour plowing, mule, picking cotton. All right. So, but now we were down south. We couldn't walk on one side of the street. We couldn't use the same washroom. All right. But now she gonna come and tell me I can't spend my own money that I worked for helping people on the street, my own money, okay? And like I said last night on TV, an old saying you said, enough to make a Negro turn black. That's what it make. Bring back old reflex, all right? And let me tell you this, too. Ron Emanuel not responsible for all of it by himself, but these black aldermen. Everything that Ron Emanuel have put out there have gotten taken in black aldermen. He gave them money for re-election. Why unleash a mannequin, investigate that?
So, in other words, Rom could, Jeff, he's got a point, right? Rom can have funds, re-elect black aldermen that will vote for him in the city council, perhaps against the wishes of some of their constituents. Sure. But Willie Wilson can't give $50 to a guy who might, you know, just need $50. They have a room and maybe get, you know, have a few drinks and fall asleep and finally and not have a nightmare for once.
It's not fair. I mean, Rom also has these economic councils that we aren't allowed to look into or see where the money's going and where that's being spent and who's getting benefit from that and what those people may be doing to help Rom get reelected so they can get that money that we don't know about.
Go to China.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Going to China.
That's okay. But Willie Wilson hands out some money for people who actually need it.
Well, look. Why during his running for mayor, people give them hundreds of thousands of dollars for his reelection?
Yeah, why do people give a mayor big contributions like that? Why is that?
To buy contracts.
Ooh.
In favor. If you look at the people who gave those contributions, look into who getting the contracts. All right? Why aren't this attorney general checking that out? Why aren't she doing that? Now he should be arrested for that because those are taxpayer dollars, right? I've never given out anything but my own money that I worked for. Okay, so if he's out there doing that taxpayer dollars, that's an investigation should be. All right. So what is going on?
It's called the Chicago Way, Willie Wilson. You've been here how long since you left?
Yeah, Louisiana, 1965, you know. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you this story. I had one of the pastors, and just one of the story anyway. One of the pastors was on my committee. And I said, I haven't seen you lately. Why didn't you show up at my press conference? All right? And what he told me, I ain't going to lie on the radio. The YR. He said, Ron offered me a grant, and he had to get off my committee. Why aren't you investigating that? It's widespread. All you got to do today is say, Elisa Manning, all she got to do today is start investigating those black churches, those preachers, and Ron Emanuel. And investigate the alderman. How much money that he done gave that? That is influence, and how many of those black aldermen and probably white too, but in this case, I'm talking in the community. How many of those black aldermen have voted every single time with him?
I think many of them vote every single time with Rom.
Right. Well, that's I don't know what you call it, a kickback, a hit back, or what?
It's called the way. It's called the Chicago way, man. It's the way of doing business. It's you. The reason you piss people off, and the reason the media can't handle it, is because you're giving your own money.
Wow, it's crazy.
Like it went, I don't care what you do with your money, Willie. I really don't. It's your money. As long as you don't take my money and then give it to somebody else to get elected to do stuff I don't like. That's how we've been doing it.
Absolutely right.
Look, and what about J.B. Pritzker? I got to say, notice he's been really quiet, Jeff. Quiet, J.B. But I remember seeing video of Gator Bradley trying to stop two young men who walked into a hotel ballroom or something.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There was J.B. Pritzker. Remember when he said all that stuff about African Americans being crass and all that? Yeah, when he was talking on the phone to Rod Blagojevich, said Emile Jones is crass. And now there's J.B. in the ballroom. I think there were like 100 preachers. Did you see that video?
I saw that video, right. And there it is.
What were they doing? Were they just putting their hands on him so he could feel the Holy Spirit? Was he filling the tray? You know, the preacher always said, my priests always say, I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear any silver in there. I just want to hear paper in there. Yeah, was he doing that? I don't know what he was doing.
Why don't she investigate that? All right? He's in that, and why don't he investigate all this money that he's passing in the black community? Why don't he do that? All right, why don't she do that? All right? Why all these things that's going on? But why don't you investigate that during the tax period of last year, a year for last, the people on fixed income and non-fixed income had 12 months to balance the budget. They moved the 12-month back to shorten it to 8 months. So a lot of people couldn't afford it, so people bought the taxes from underneath them, all right? This past 3 or 4 days ago, 11,000 citizen homes in Chicago were sold.
Because of taxes?
Taxes. Why don't we investigate that? Not one politician that I know in the city of Chicago went against that. I came out. That's what started me help paying taxes. I was down at Maria Papa's office, and I gave away. I was going to first give $150,000 without interest. But when I went there, I said, this is crazy. I said, y'all birthday today. I gave the whole $150,000. The next 6 months, I gave another $200,000. Next 6 months, I got another $200,000. Right now, I'm giving another $200,000. We haven't given all the money because some people didn't pick up their checks the other day. But we're giving that way the next 2 weeks, maybe the following week, and the following week that we're going to give away another $150,000, $200,000.
So when are you going to do the giveaway at Bria Pappas' office for the taxes?
Well, it depends on how many calls in. I like to do that within the next 2 weeks. I can do it next week, but I want to give them at least that period of time. I just got that one email and asked me, and the white lady asked me, said, where are the white people? I said, you know what, lady? You made a point.
The next week, as you hear it, it'll be this week. Reverend Livingston, Gregory Livingston,
mm-hmm.
will be shutting down, plans to shut down at this moment, Belmont and Lakeshore Drive, because he wants to bring a little discomfort to the Cub fans. Being you're a West Sider, I figure you're a Cub fan. I'm a South Sider. I'm a Sox fan. I've lapsed. Mm-hmm. I'm going back. But you used to know, you used to work with Reverend Livingston.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What was the split up about?
You know, I don't know yet. I tell him that, look, I guess go out and make a living. I don't know who he's with right now, all right? But he's not with me. We still on good talking terms. And let me tell you what, if they arrest him next week, I'll be the one to help bail him out.
Okay. Rahm and Father Flager and
Eddie Johnson.
Eddie, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Eddie and I have some similar issues. I'm friends with him. You know, that looked like it was all papered over and everyone gave each other a big hug and they're doing bro hugs and fist bumps kind of politically, walking them across the Ryan. We're not going to arrest you. But now, this is a City of Chicago thing. The Lakeshore Drive is a City of Chicago mm-hmm. road, not the state road. The heat was on Rauner. Now it's on Rahm. What do you think he's going to do?
That's going to be interesting. But one thing about it is that I did tell some gentleman the other day, I was talking on a radio station, I said, they're going to be very interesting. I said, now a white man took a group of black people, led them in the Dan Ryan Expressway. Okay?
Right.
Nothing happened. Now, a black man going to go to Lakeshore Drive. I'm curious about this one here, all right?
Right.
If they going to get arrested or not, all right? I'm curious about it, all right? But look, I'm hearing rumor that Ron trying to negotiate. Well, why didn't he try to negotiate in the other one? Why didn't he try that? Okay.
Maybe he did.
He didn't try to stop
Maybe
him,
he
all right?
did, because I didn't hear Flager say bad words about Rahm Emanuel after that. Did you? Maybe I missed it.
Nope, I don't think you missed that, Jen.
You know, sometimes, I'm getting older now. I'm only 900 years old. And sometimes maybe my hearing's not so good. Maybe I missed it.
No, you didn't miss it.
And sometimes, Mr. Wilson, it's, you know, one of the rules of the Chicago way. It's not what they say. It's what they don't say.
Yes.
It's what we don't hear.
Yeah.
It's what we're not seeing. Jeff Carlin.
Well, people, one thing about it is that Chicago citizens don't deserve this kind of carrying on. You know, it's just not right. I look at it in terms of economically speaking. African American is 27%, Hispanic 27%, and white is the other less than 1% of the contracts and job go to the poor. The rest of it go to the non-African American, et cetera, et cetera. But in my opinion, you got a lot of violence in the street because the taxpayer dollar doesn't get back into those communities. So they don't have nothing to go to. I would change that. I would make sure that tax dollars, the FICAs and all that kind of stuff.
We just heard a story the Tribune posted. How many billions of dollars are being held in TIF accounts?
Yeah.
When people are getting squeezed by taxes and red light cameras.
Yeah, well, that's a very
How does that work?
Time. Well, but why is now those, TIF dollars now is being given out to... Rant, now you're talking about rebuilding houses and to the community. You're giving away these grants and things like that. I cannot understand why is he getting away and nobody investigating him. It's got to stop and got to change. Now, when I become mayor of the city of Chicago, right, every citizen is important. Why did Rahm Emanuel close down 48 of 50 schools? Okay.
Well, maybe they had to, maybe they were underperforming. They needed to be closed.
Why? Look, if I'm mayor today, and if I'm mayor today and I close down 50 schools in the white community, I'm gonna be hanging up on State Street upside down in Madison. If I close 48 to 50 school in a white community, they're going to hang me, and you're going to be covering me.
Well, I wouldn't let that happen.
Well, I'm just letting you know,
I'm
all right?
I'm just telling you.
All right? But what about this here? When you close those schools down?
I might not stand out with you when you pass out checks, but I won't let that happen.
But what about this here? What about this here? What about this here? The kid used to have a school five block in the neighborhood, using that for example. Okay? Could take a wheelchair and... go five blocks. Now, what's going to happen to the kid? Now I got to go 50 blocks to school in a wheelchair. What's going to happen to that? Well, what's going to happen to get a kid in the neighborhood now probably drop out of school because they got to go 50 blocks? Parents didn't have enough money to pay for them. They're getting a couple of meals a day. What about those people that's hungry now don't get the meals a day that had to drop out of school, didn't have a car fare to walk 50 blocks now? What about those jobs in those neighborhood schools? Well, what about all of that kind of stuff? Why nobody investigating him? Okay? We would change it. We'll build new schools back into the areas, and we'll put, computer technology and things in there. What happened to the trade schools?
How did Willie Wilson didn't go to the public schools. I would anticipate that the school that that a sharecropper would go to in Louisiana would not even be as good as the schools that they closed.
You have the right to mind.
So how did Willie Wilson, what about Willie Wilson that he succeeded? And what about, I noticed studies that tell me, Haitian people, they come here from Haiti. They're poor. You were poor. My dad was poor.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about people that when they're poor and disadvantaged, but they succeed?
Well, different thing. We were raised different. We had to work 16 hours a day picking cotton and chopping cotton. We had no other option. We only got to school 2.5 months out of a year, right? Our next-door neighbor would give us food. After that, we would give them food and pay it back. We had to lean on one another. And I never forgot that. That's why I continue to do good today, all right? And down there, we were doing the Jim Crow days and everything else. But we didn't have drugs down there. Okay, so down south, we knew we all had to be sharecropper. In Chicago, close the school down, put drugs into the community, okay? Arrest the young men and young lady who deal with the drugs, but never arrest the drug dealers, right? Put them in jail and keep them there for 2.5 to 3 years and don't have $100 to get out, all right? That's why we got a lot of them out of jail and got that bill passed to be able to do that, all right? So the atmosphere of 3-8-1 for failure, all right? So you're trapped and you can't get out, and so the crime continue to get higher and higher. Right?
What's the atmosphere now in Chicago? The other recently, I was on South Shore. I know it's a long way from the West Side, and a lot of, I think, not so much reporters, but listeners and readers, white, especially whites, they just see South and West Side as the same when they're different. Well, one way I saw the same, when that barber got shot, people are angry out there. What's going to happen?
Well, here's the thing. I met with a group of gang leaders, and they said that, "Doc, help us get a job. We'll leave the drugs alone." But here's the problem. You see on TV about these kids shooting people 10 years old and 12 years old. Okay. And one 13-year-old kid came up to me and I said, "What do you do, young man?" He said, "Well, I rob people." I said, "What do you say?" He said, "I rob people for a living." I said, "So why do you rob people for a living?" He said, "Well, what do you expect me to do? I got a mother at home on drugs. I got a sister at home hungry, and I'm hungry. And I can't get a job. I can't get money anywhere. So I got to rob people." 13-year-old young man. Okay, so then the other guys out there is that they can't find a job. And understand now, you're 50 to 60% unemployed in an area, right? And a lot of people even haven't been out of 5-block radius in the area. And as long as they've been living in Chicago, they've never been downtown, all right? So that pushes them to do other things, all right? But so it's setting up that the only sources they have is to rob somebody that may have a little money. And to make a way to food on the table. Even the drug dealer, the one who may be making a little money, they tell me too, "What do you expect us to do? We don't got no job. We don't got no money. And I got kids got to get to school. I don't want them to come up like we came up." Okay. What about the prostitute? And that, okay, they got to sell their body because their kid can't get to school and don't have food to eat.
But are you rationalizing this? I mean, there's other ways without hurting people, without selling poison, without poisoning yourself, without selling your own body. There are other ways. There was a guy I know. He got a menial job at a McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
and built himself a fortune. And he's sitting like 3 feet from me.
Yeah. They're different. My
What's
atmosphere,
different?
The way I was brought up, hard work, my parents, you know, told us to don't hate nobody, work hard, okay? A lot of the kids today don't have parents, you know? They're depressed, all right? And that's why I'm so mad with this mayor today, because if you put money in those areas, you put resources in those areas to help keep down the crime, because now they're not going to be there, John. They're going to be down. They're downtown. Okay.
Yeah, we're seeing that now.
That's what I'm saying. And they spill over to one magnificent mile, you call it Gold Coast.
Right.
Okay. We all have interest in this to solve this problem. Then they add more policemen. Why are you going to add more policemen? You've been doing the same thing for year after year and trying to get higher and higher. Why not try it a different way? Why not try to put money and resources in those areas and see what happens? And here's an example. Up North Lakeshore Drive. People up there got job, businesses, no crime hauler. Come over line there, Inglewood, no business, no job, crime sky high. Those are things we got to think about. We all Chicago.
Willie Wilson, thanks for joining us on the Chicago Way. We always make it interesting. One last question. As people know, my dad had a mule. Your dad had a mule. My dad's mule kicked him, and he became a Republican after he got kicked in the head. What's the secret of plowing behind the mule so you don't get kicked in the head?
Well, you know, you got to move out of the way of the mule. You don't never stand behind a mule. You stand on the side. My mule missed kicking my father because he threw it on the side, and then we became Democratic.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Wilson. Wow, that was something with Willie Wilson, wasn't it? Can you imagine Maria Pappas running around? She's going to be calling me as soon as she hears this. John, what's going on? Are you sending him down here? I'm not sending him down here. That's his own business. He wants to give out money at Maria Pappas' office. You got to get in line, do whatever you want to do. I'm not involved. I'm just the conduit. We are just reporters here. For Willie Wilson, who continues to bedevil the establishment. For Jeff Carlin, master pie baker, producer of the WGN Rokan with Anna Devolana show. And me, John Cass, husband, father, columnist, Fire fan, and I guess now Sox fan again. Can you go home again? I don't know. Sox Park. I almost said Comiskey. Sox Park. We'll see you soon. This is John Cass for the Chicago Way. Thanks for being here. Find us on iTunes and subscribe. See you next time.